Paul House sits on death row in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee for the rape and murder of Carolyn Muncy. A jury convicted him after hearing testimony that evidence found on the victim was likely from Mr. House, a previously convicted sex offender. Years later, that evidence was analyzed using DNA testing, and it turned out the DNA was not his, but the woman's husband. DNA is a molecule that contains genetic information, and each person's is unique. Peter Neufeld is with the Innocence Project, a legal clinic that works to exonerate wrongly convicted people through DNA testing.
Mr. House may very well be innocent. We don't know. But we sure as heck know that the first jury didn't hear the true facts. They heard false facts. And the DNA proves to a certainty that they heard false facts. And he deserves a new trial.
Kevin McElfresh is head of Bode Technology near Washington, D.C., which does DNA testing for criminal cases. He says DNA testing can make or break a criminal case.
The real beauty of DNA testing is that you have a very solid, real piece of information that you can say, look, this person is tied to this crime scene with certainty. All DNA does is say, we know who this person is. It's up to the jury to decide that that person is a criminal.
DNA technology has been used to free 172 convicted felons, including 14 on death row. But there is no requirement for the law to revisit a case based on previously unavailable DNA evidence. And in this case, William Phillips, the prosecutor, argues there is significant other evidence against Mr. House.
We're in favor of DNA exonerating people in appropriate cases. This is not the case.
Mr. House, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, continues to maintain his innocence.
I can't do anything other than say I did not do it.
Now the Supreme Court will decide if new DNA evidence should be considered so compelling that Mr. House at least deserves a new trial, and others in similar circumstances. Deborah Block, VOA News.